Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
This is Mother Knows Best.
Oh, yeah.
I usually refrain from saying the title because I don't like to give you all that.
Best.
Yeah, give you all that clout.
Yeah, well, we know. Everybody knows.
Well, we're back with a new episode with a lot of new TV people.
Yes.
Are you done drinking?
I wasn't drinking.
Oh, I thought you were drinking.
You don't know best. I'm looking for my notes.
You don't have any. You didn't watch any shows.
Well, I did watch Southern Charm New Orleans, but I guess I didn't write anything down.
We were together.
Oh, true. I should have wrote down. I still can't remember.
Oh, I can remember.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about The Bachelorette, people.
It's kind of boring this week.
We're in a bit of a lull. We are in a lull. But I think it's about to get good again.
Too much 20 minutes of Luke's.
Poor Hannah is just trying to get something out of Luke, and it's just crickets.
I think they're telling her to, because he got nothing.
Well, I thought it was also very weird whenever they were on their mountain and she went to talk to, like, the producers.
Yeah, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you don't know how to be on a date? I mean, well, I think that's why they're telling her.
Yeah,
keep doing this. And so she's out of ideas, so she's going to ask him for more.
Yeah, because she doesn't know what to do.
Right. And only thing, and I would have just lost it if they'd have done this, they didn't show him in the shower naked.
Yeah.
So that would have been like another another level.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Making him be, what's that other guy's name? Colton.
Colton. Yeah, the whole first 20 minutes with the two Lukes, it's like, you know, the other one left. And I think that was the right thing for him to do. I'd have left a long time before that. Like, I don't need this crap.
Well, not if he's trying to promote his vodka.
Well, I think probably what kept him there as long as it had. But, I mean, it's like, you know, you're bad-mouthing me and making me look bad in front of everybody and, you know, the whole world.
Yeah.
That's not going to help his vodka. Guess he decided he had to go.
Yeah. Well, besides all the Luke P and all of that boringness surrounding that.
Where did they go?
Scotland.
Yeah.
I did really like the what's it called? Kilt date.
Did they really have to take off their underwear?
I don't know. I think they chose to.
They kept blocking off the, you know, like, everything was exposed. It's like if they had on underwear, I mean, they wouldn't have to do that.
Yes, and I wrote down, I can't find it. I wrote down, what'd she say? It's not the length of the pipe, it's how you use it.
Yeah.
Oh, like bagpipes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. And then Jed was like, I want you to tackle me.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
I was like, good call.
Anticlimactic, though. I mean, like, they just fell on the ground. It wasn't any, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it won him the prize.
Yeah. Good thing,
Jed.
And then Big Mike went on a one-on-one with, he was like a giddy little 12-year-old the whole time.
I thought he was cute.
I don't know. I felt like he was kind of weird. He was acting kind of weird, but.
Well, I guess it's because, I don't know, maybe he hadn't thought up until then that he would get special treatment. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it seems like in the house, you know, he's all business and don't you talk about me and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And then he's on a date with Hannah and he's like grinning ear to ear like, hee-hee-hee. It just seemed weird.
Maybe she's powerful like that.
Yeah. Probably.
I thought it was a cute date, though.
Who do we think is going to the bottom? Do you have anything else to say? It was very boring. I don't have anything else to say.
I thought it was the most boring bachelorette yet. And, you know, the date with Luke and her, I mean, here's a good part. You missed a good part. Two good parts.
Well, you're in this podcast, too.
Yeah. She's with Peter, and he tries to put her on the table, on the pool table, to make out with her and bonks her head on the light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, that smooth was, move, dude.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable. And how about when she tried to straddle Jed in her little straight dress and couldn't spread her legs apart?
I know, because her dress was too tight. She's a little hoe, I gotta tell you. And then she tells Tyler, is that his name? Or Taylor? Tyler. Come here. And brings him to the bed and throws him on the bed with his little skirt.
Yeah, and he was like, wearing a skirt too.
Yeah, it's like, huh, that was all in the span of 6 minutes, all of that.
What? She a hoe.
Yeah, that's why her nose is always red. I've heard you say that. It is so true.
Yes, oh my gosh, that is so true. Off. She wipes off all her makeup on her nose from making out.
How about, yep. Okay, Connor, the one that looks like he's 18.
Yeah, with the crooked mouth.
Yeah. I feel like he's trying to be older because he's doing that Bradley Cooper talk like that, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, throaty.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I noticed it this week. Noticed it next week.
And he talks out the side of his mouth.
Yeah. He's trying to be big.
Yeah. He literally looks 18.
I mean, he's a big, good looking 18, but, you know, he's not ready to get married.
Yeah, he looks 18, and then, like, when his facial hair grows in, he'll probably be looking really good.
Yeah, you are so right.
That's what he looks like.
Oh, and I just have one more thing. I wrote Luke P, clarity. Could they have said that more?
Yeah.
Clarity. Well, what do you need clarity for? You're on a date in Scotland on the hill looking at the ocean. And his quote of the night, he says, I saw these flowers and I said, I want to walk with Hannah in these fields.
Yeah.
Like, what? You're so dumb.
I know. He doesn't even blink.
Yeah. There's nothing in there. Nothing.
Something is going on. Something's going on. I was trying to say something's nothing. Wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
So previews look a little more promising. Hopefully we get a little better action next week.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about Southern Charm.
Which one? New Orleans?
Oh, we can, since that's the only thing you watched.
Well, you can talk about the other one. I know all the people.
Okay, I'll talk about it. How about your asshole smells like low tide?
Ew. Let me guess who said that.
Okay.
Chelsea.
Yep.
She's so trash.
She's so trashy. She said it about Cameron because they're sleeping in those tents in the woods and Cameron farted. And she said, your asshole smells like low tide.
That's so gross.
Yeah. So, I'll give you a 411. So, poor Danny is fighting her little heart out for Catherine. And Catherine's like, stay out of my business. Stay out of my business. You don't know what I'm doing. All this stuff. And Danny's trying to be her friend. I think Danny needs to hit the road.
I think Danny's trying to hang on to that coattail as much as she can.
Well, probably, but she needs to hit the road.
Yeah.
And then... So, what's his name? Shep? No. Chad? No. Craig.
Austin. Oh.
Craig has a pillow making party and invites everyone over to come and help him make pillows because he's getting too many orders. And so they all come to his house, and then once they're there, he's like, we're going to make pillows. And they're like, no, we're not. And so everybody basically says, no, we're not. And the quote I have of the show is, I'm not a good waker-upper. And that's Craig. He can't wake up past before noon.
Oh, God. So he can't get his work done.
Yeah.
I'm not a good waker-upper.
Waker-upper. Yeah.
The dude went to law school, man.
Yeah.
I mean, gee whiz. Yeah, talk about reverse or regress.
Yeah, and so they're still having all the Madison and Austin drama. Madison! Madison! You are a crazy person.
You're insane.
Yeah. So, on another note, Madison also has a crooked mouth. I don't know she if does. You know.
Who else yes. has a crooked mouth?
Connor from The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have not noticed.
Yeah, so she goes to Patricia's to tell her, because she's her hairstylist, to tell her about all the drama with Austin and tell her that they broke up. And so she asked what happened. She said, well, I had revenge sex because I caught him in bed with two women with the crooked mouth. And she was like, I've never heard of revenge sex before.
That's like, good.
That's what she sounds like. And Madison was like, yeah. She said, I got back at him. And she goes, in my time, we used to get revenge married.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, where's my drink?
Yeah, that was the gist of that. But Patricia did go to Craig's house and go to Craig's party, which I thought was very weird. She left her humble abode.
And like to go to a party with a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's pushing it too.
I know.
It's bad enough when Whitney's hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Because he's the old guy now.
Yeah. And yeah. So then on another story, Austin was apparently talking crap about Chelsea to Madison, saying that Chelsea just runs her mouth and she's just gossiping and her man is a short guy or something like that.
Oh.
And so Madison sent all the text messages to Chelsea because she hates Austin now too. So Chelsea confronted Austin and told him to not go after her man again or he will be sorry, and like did
she's
this whole
kick his ass.
She probably will.
She's gonna put a chew in between her cheek and gum and kick his ass.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the gist of the show.
I just want to let our listeners know that I am not a slacker. My internet and cable was out for 24 hours, and so I could not watch the shows, and the DVR did not record the shows.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so
they understand.
Just so you know. Okay.
Well, and next
that week, sounded good. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it later.
Yeah, and next week the boys are going on an RV trip.
Oh, good.
So I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Did they show Eliza again?
No.
It's like they introduced her, but then kind of dropped her.
I think she might be on there next week. They kind of showed her.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about Southern Charm Nola.
Oh, that's one I saw.
I'm new to this show, but I actually really enjoyed it. It's very much like Southern Charm Charleston.
It is, and I love the people. I love the couples. Tamika and Jeremy are my favorite.
Yeah, Tamika's kind of mean.
Tamika's the queen bee.
Yeah.
She's in charge. She is...
an alpha of sorts. See, he's an alpha too.
Yeah, he is, but they know when to alpha and when to beta.
Yeah. So that's
he told her, they kind of discussed this maybe this week or last week. Last season was the first season, I think, and I watched it. and she was really out of control. And she's a local news person or something, or a personality, and she was working all the time. And he sat her down and he said, listen, you got to put your family first. And so this season, she's not doing what she was doing last year. I mean, he dropped the hammer. So, but anyway.
And she still doesn't like her daughter, so, and continue.
But she took her shopping. So.
True.
That was painful to watch. I don't know why these shows think that us housewives, or even, you know, anybody is enamored with the kids. Why all the storylines with the kids? That's my regular life. We don't need to see that on TV. Anyway.
Your regular life is a 12-year-old?
Well, it used to be.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I want to see them travel.
We want the fantasy.
Yeah, going to the parties. Do it. You know, I don't want to see, oh, I'm taking my kid to do homework like Kyle did, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I loved the show. I love the divorcee NFL football player new boyfriend storyline, which I assume is going to be trending throughout the entire season.
Oh, yeah. Because they were crazy last season because they were having such a rocky marriage. And he needed to get out of the city. And so they moved to Covington. And I don't know if you know the geographics of New Orleans, but Lake Pontchartrain is a huge lake. And Covington is on the other side of Lake Pontchartrain. So you've got to drive over the causeway, which is the bridge, for like 25 miles to get to that suburb. So it's not like, oh, I live in South Lake and my wife is Dallas. That's an easy commute. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was all the stuff last year. And he was like, you know, crazy because he got let go from his football team and all this stuff. And so it's just going to continue to be crazy. But now got the boyfriend, that's a douche in the picture.
He wishes he could be a douche. He was literally the biggest dweeb. He wasn't even cool enough to be a douche. He was repulsive.
I mean, they couldn't have written a script for that guy to say the things he was saying. Like, yeah, she's got a nice ass. That's why I'm dating her. I mean, the producers wouldn't have never wrote that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was repulsive. I do remember watching this last season, now that you mention all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she came out with her jewelry line.
Yes.
And so, of course, the ex-husband and the boyfriend have to all be at the party, because how else would you have a show?
Yeah.
And they have to meet. And I feel like that ex-husband, I don't know if what's behind closed doors, but I felt like he was a pretty good catch. I mean,
yeah,
he had a job.
And I mean, I think she's just a whiny, I mean, just her voice, she's just, I don't think she has anything to offer, anything.
No. Yeah.
Except at the pool party, she had the underboob coming out her bathing suit top, which that's a word I had never heard in all my 50 something years of life.
You've never heard underboob?
No, never. And I know I probably personally have had underboob a lot of times. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Huh.
Anyway, so nobody else really had a lot going on.
No, that one that they were fighting last time, the one with the long nose that looks like Squidward from from SpongeBob.
Like what?
Squidward from SpongeBob.
Oh my god.
That's what she looks like.
Perfect. I think her name's Haley. Is it Haley?
Or Kim? I don't know.
I don't know. She's the one that's dying to get married. And Tamika can't stand her because her boyfriend, excuse me, is one of Jeremy's best friends. So Tamika feels like, you know, that's her friend, and she don't like that girl. Like, he ain't gonna marry you.
Yeah, she's pretty mean to her.
Yeah, she
if
is.
If I do say so myself.
She is. So, well, it'll be a good season. We're just getting off to a roll here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the dweeb and the ex-husband more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be.
And he's a horse trainer at his parents' land.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a zero. He is a zero.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about Below Deck?
Yes, I watched that one too.
I love the
slow week. You loved it?
I love the season. I think it's gonna, I mean, they gotta set it up. They can't start out fighting if we don't even know anybody yet.
No, but I felt like the guests were boring. Usually the guests have some drama.
It seems like they're trying to do less guest drama and more cast drama, which I appreciate.
I think they could do both.
Well, remember like that one, like last season with Hannah, it was like everybody was like, I want white gumballs.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not interesting.
Little extreme. Yeah.
And not interesting. So, how about the one of the stewardess, I don't know which one, the one that keeps laughing with her mouth open. Annoying.
She's the one from Australia.
And she keeps talking about dicks and stuff.
Yeah, she thinks she's so funny and she's just immature and stupid. I don't think she's funny at all.
No, she keeps being like,
yeah, like just making these stupid like prick jokes or, you know, like, yeah. It's like
the outside of a strawberry is ovaries or something.
Yes, it's like that's not even cute. I don't know.
She shouldn't be allowed to talk like that to me, to the guest.
I agree, and I
don't think Captain Sandy would be approving of that.
No.
Well, how about what?
I just hate a person who does that. I mean, I've known people who think they're so, like, you just mention, you just say a word and they'd be like, oh, you said that. And it's like, that's not even, just shut up.
Yeah. How about what?
I said, just shut up.
Oh, okay. How about the Russian can't make a cake?
Oh my gosh.
And they all are tasting it, saying how disgusting it is. I was like, dang, it's pretty harsh.
I mean, it must have been bad.
And they're passing it around to everybody. Oh, oh, oh.
And then she gets all her feelings all hurt because they said, oh, it's not Anastasia. I don't know. The other one made the cake, so she should carry it out. Oh, well, yeah. they had to just say that.
Yeah. And she was like,
dumb Russian.
She told the one that was laughing out loud, all annoying. She was like, it's not good for you to say that the chef didn't make it. And she was like, well, they asked. I'm not going to lie to them. And she was like, why would people on a boat with a chef ask who made the food? Which I kind of agree with that statement. Why would they ask that? But they did.
Yeah. Well, and her cake looked good too.
Well, I did enjoy that drama.
I did too.
And she can't cook.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, it seems like they're on this very expensive charter and they take them to a little dinky little rock beach.
Yeah.
That looked dirty.
I know. I don't know what that's about.
And then set the table and then it started raining on them and then they had to leave. It's like,
and they forgot the vodka.
Yes, the tequila. They always want tequila. Yeah. And then what's his name went to catch him with, how did he it was so dumb.
He let the other bottle hit the top of the bottle.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Let's see what my notes were.
Yeah. Well, they had that whole homophobe drama.
Yeah. Going to continue next week. So I don't know. There's some serious editing going on there because it seemed like the guy in the front seat went from 0 to 100 in a split second.
Yeah, I think that there is editing that they don't show. I mean, imagine how long it takes for them to ride anywhere.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know where the docks are in Nice, but don't know.
Yeah.
Jack is the Brit that you can't understand anything he says with the hair. I have his quote of the tea he made for the captain.
Oh, goes yeah.
Goes down like a little ball of silk.
Yeah. I like him.
I like him too. He's lazy as crap, but you know.
Yeah. And he keeps putting his walkie-talkie like in the water and stuff.
Yeah. And then did he have Sandy's?
She's yeah.
Like, who has my radio? Bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
So I don't have anything else written down. I thought it was a pretty benign episode. I know they need to start ramping it up, and maybe next week because they're going out. So
yeah, and they're gonna fire or they're gonna have the other girl help the chef.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Should we talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Oh, I didn't watch it either.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You said you did watch it.
No, I said I was going to and I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to it. Obviously, it's not keeping our attention.
No. And we can do 2 weeks next week.
Yeah. I just really think that they're getting rid of Lisa, and they either need to find like some celebrities like Lisa Rinna, how they did with her. I mean, Kyle Richards, I guess, is a celebrity kind of, but you know what I mean?
Trying with Denise, but that didn't work out.
Well, they need to find somebody else, or they just need to do a Lisa Vanderpump show and an Erica Jane show and call it quits.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's lasting too long. I mean,
yeah, why does it seem like it's going on so long?
It's to me, it's past Vanderpump and Summer House by a month.
Yeah, I agree. With the puppy gate.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, so what happened on that one?
Okay, well, I did watch New York.
Oh, New York's my favorite. I'm going to catch that one.
It was insane.
Still in Miami?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So they convinced Sonia, after she awakes from her trip and or
drunk, high,
they convince her that they think that she needs to go to a meeting with Luann.
Oh, goodness.
And she's hilarious. She's so, I don't even know how to describe her. It's like nothing really affects her. Like, she's like, okay, I'll go to a meeting. So she goes upstairs and she puts on like a bikini top with this like sheer mesh shirt on top. And she comes downstairs, she's like ready to go. And Luann's like, you cannot wear that to a meeting. That is just, you know, you cannot wear that to a meeting. And she's like, why not? Don't they accept everybody? You know, I'm just coming to the meeting. And Bethany's like, she can go with whatever she wants. Why does she have to change? Why does she have to change? So Luann makes her change. And then Luann's wearing this sundress with a slit all the way up to her hoo-ha. And Sonia's like, I have to change, but Luann can wear a slit up to her hoo-ha.
That's funny.
Yeah. And so they go to the meeting. And Luann, and afterwards, they meet back up with the group, and Sonia's like, oh, Luann just loves it. She gets up and talks about her cabaret.
Oh, God.
And all this stuff. And she was like, you know, she's the first alcoholic to ever walk the earth. And she just says it so casually. It's hilarious. Sonia's hilarious.
I love that. I know exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Nobody else has ever been to AA before. Nobody else. Yeah.
And so, well, when they come back, she decides she needs to go to the beach and take a swim. And all the girls are doing lunch together and like all this stuff. And they do a spa day and they get their hair done. And then they're going to go to like a fancy dinner. And so while she's gone, of course, everybody does all the stuff before her. They get the massage. So she's the last in line for the massage. Then they get the hair. She's the last in line for the hair. And so then she's not ready to go to dinner because they all did everything before her. And yeah. So she's so upset. And of course, you guys would do this to her. And Dorinda, in her little confessional, goes, huh, I guess it's not Dorinda's Bluestone Manor. setting up all Luann's arrangements. Because when they had gone to her house, she did all the massage and everything for Luann.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and let me ask you a question. Is Barbara there?
Yes. Yeah, so Barbara gets to eat lunch with them without Luann, and she gets to spill her feelings about how Luann keeps like pushing her. She keeps being Luann's plus one and doesn't actually get to be part of the group. And so they all say that you get to be in the group. Okay. It's Luann's fault for doing that.
Oh, well, good. Even Ramona?
Yeah.
Well, good for Ramona.
Yeah. So Luann's all pissy because she didn't get all the amenities. So they go to the dinner and she's like, oh, well, yeah, you guys left me and you didn't let me get my hair done and all this stuff. And so Bethany like literally like has a panic attack, screams at her. Like Ramona starts crying because of how crazy Bethany's yelling at Luann.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She also looks different. So note that something Bethany did something to her face or her mouth or her eyes.
While she was in Miami?
No, like on the off season. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Like plastic surgery?
Yeah, possibly. Okay.
Yeah. So she starts screaming at her. Life is not a cabaret. This is not all about you. You know, I did everything for you. And she starts like listing out the things that she did for her and saying like, my fiance killed himself and before he killed himself, he got you into your rehab and like went on this like list of things that like, it seemed like nobody else knew except for Bethany and Luann. Uh-huh. And you know, Luann's like, I know he did. I know. And I'm grateful. I know he did. I know. And she's like, and Bethany's screaming in a restaurant. Her face is red. Ramona's crying. She said, you never asked about me. You never cared about me. Dennis killed himself. And she's like screaming. So it's like next level. And, you know, Dorinda is in the confessional and she's like, Bethany is obviously screaming about a lot more than just this Luann situation, yeah. But she's losing it. She goes, and at the table, Dorinda's like, you're going to have a heart attack. You need to sit down. You need to sit down. She's like screaming at her.
Are they all drunk yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it did start, well, rewind. It did start by Tinsley saying something to Luann about her acting like everything revolves around her. And she slurred her words a little bit because she had been drinking. And Luann made fun of her and was like, and Bethany was like, no. And like, that's when it all started. So Bethany's not drunk though. You can tell.
Yeah. She just fed up.
Yep, she just had it to the top with Luann. So
how did it end? Is Mario still there?
No, it ended with Bethany having to be, like, taken away and breathing in a paper bag.
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding. She was, like, screaming. Ramona was crying. Ramona was like, she's so hurt. She's so hurt.
Ramona cracks me up.
Yeah.
And so they're still in Miami.
Yeah. And that hotel is gorgeous. Or not hotel. It's the house.
I know. Unbelievable.
They did the they were in the kitchen. They were cooking breakfast and the whole wall opens up as windows. It's amazing.
Yeah. But that's really not practical in Miami. You know,
oh God.
Miami. I mean, like Houston.
Yeah, I guess if you're going in and out into the pool or I don't know.
I mean, it looks beautiful. And maybe in December you can do it or January. But
yeah, because it doesn't really get winter. So it'll maybe just be mild.
Yeah, but it's still humid as heck. Anyway.
I don't know.
So, well, that's
all we watched.
That's all I watched. We don't have Summer House or Vanderpump anymore. And they didn't even have a reunion for Summer House. I wish they would have.
I know. I wonder why.
They have a reunion for everything.
Huh. That is weird.
They had a reunion for Below Deck because Captain Sandy was raking Conrad over the coals.
Oh, yeah. Poor Conrad.
I wonder what happened to him.
I don't know. Maybe he's a bosun somewhere else.
Maybe.
Well.
Young little tyke.
I have some other things to talk about.
Shooey.
So Heather McDonald does the Barbie reenactments of all of our favorite reality shows.
I love that.
And she did the scene with Austin and Madison.
Where the heck did she find that Barbie that looked just like him?
Did you see the comments? It was like, off-brand Ken looks exactly like Austin.
It's exactly. Yeah. It's amazing.
And somebody else commented and was like, why isn't he grabbing his junk? Because in the video, he's grabbing his junk. And she said, I couldn't move his arms.
Madison!
Yeah. Madison! Madison! You're a crazy person! Madison!
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
she goes, what in the hell? Women, really, what two girls are gonna be with him?
Hoes,
I guess. Maybe for clout. I hope it's for clout, not because they think he's some kind of man.
Oh no, they thought they could get on the show.
Well, they did. Kind of.
I would never. I don't know if I say never, and I guess it's just kind of hypothetical. But you never know who's gonna be your real friend or not after that.
After
being on a reality show like that, you'll never know who's for real and who's not.
Well, maybe after being on the show.
Well, but I mean, like, if somebody wants to date you while you're still in the show, I mean, you don't know.
Yeah.
Chances are, if you're Austin, it's just because you're on the show.
No. What did Chelsea's dad call him? A house cat.
Yeah.
Well, I have something else.
Okay.
So, YouTuber Jaclyn Hill, do you know her?
I think she's a makeup person. Yeah.
She's very annoying, and she's always has quote unquote haters. She always has drama. She always has beef. She always has this. So, you know, she's always like
negative.
All these people are hating on my last video. All the, you know, she's So I think she's very and annoying.
Yeah.
So she came out with a lipstick line. So she made her own makeup company. She's literally been talking about it since I started watching her probably 4 years ago. She's gonna make her own makeup line. So she finally did it. You know, goes through the factory, goes to the distributor. I don't know how you make a makeup line. But she created Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics. And she created a lipstick package. So that's the first thing she did, was just some signature lipsticks. And it's like, I don't know, 10 lipsticks. And they're all different colors. All of her favorite, blah, blah, blah. You can buy them separate, buy them all together, whatever. So she starts distributing them to the influencers and all this stuff. And her fellow influencers start raking her over the coals because the lipsticks are like melted and they have like fuzzies on them. And they have like holes in, like you swipe it a couple times and then there's like a hole in the lipstick. Like it's not packed in.
Just a bad production.
Yep. And so all these people, I mean, like, fellow YouTubers are like, I mean, because they do all these reviews on the makeup. That's how they said they like, I mean, they're showing the lipstick, like, I mean, the color is pretty, but it has like hairs on it.
Oh, like, God.
Or like fibers, like probably not hairs, like it's like a little sponge.
Deal?
Yeah. And so of course it's like everyone's out to get Jaclyn and ruin her makeup, and because everyone loves to hate her. And so, she like came out with a video yesterday explaining herself and explaining the distribution, and it's not old and it's not rotten and it's not contaminated. You know, it was a malfunction in a packaging, and I don't know.
Well, it seems like she'd have tested it before she sent it out.
Well, whenever you have like a major manufacturer like factory, isn't that part of the, they take one out and look at it and then put it back in? Or
I mean
that's how you get 100 suckers from Blow Pop that all look the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why you make it in a factory. Otherwise it'd be made by hand and then some stuff would be weird.
Yeah, they get sweater fibers on it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I saw like 5 videos being like, there was a bubble in mine. There was a hole lifted. There was a whole side of mine off.
Oh my gosh. So like, where is she going to sell this? At Sephora and stuff? Like all the others? Well, I mean, are you gonna buy them?
I don't know if she's going to anymore.
How does she even get famous?
I don't know. She literally started her YouTube channel in like 2007, like when YouTube was made. And she was doing makeup. She worked at MAC and she would do like, this is a smoky eye look. Like she started doing makeup tutorials in like 2007. She's literally just been on there. Ground
floor.
Yep. So she's by far the most annoying person ever.
Is she the one that does also the clothes from not Charlotte Russe? What's that other store?
Windsor?
Yeah.
No, that's Desi.
Okay. Desi. Okay.
I love Desi. And Katie. Katie's the one I went to see in San Antonio.
Okay. They're the two friends?
Yeah. And okay. I bought Desi sunglasses at Key.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I thought you bought J-Lo's.
Well, I have those too.
Oh. Of course.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's some juicy drama. So I've been texting my friends. Have you seen Jacqueline's lipstick?
Who's your friend?
My friends in real life.
Oh, okay.
They shall be rename, remain. Yeah.
Okay.
I had a glitch there.
Yeah. Rewind. Spotify.
Yeah.
So, well, good.
Speaking of Spotify, I have some playlists that I think people should listen to.
Oh. Rap.
No.
Okay, good.
I do listen to rap, but
I know.
No, it's called Road Trip, I believe. I'll put the links in the description of this, but it's, you know, a Spotify curated playlist.
Okay.
And so they have such great songs. That's what I was telling you earlier, the
Ooga 8675309.
Yeah. And Ooga Chaka. Ooga Chaka.
I can't fight this feeling.
Yeah. So.
Very good.
Well, I mean, I literally listen to a music for an hour and a half, 7 days a week. So it's like, you can't listen to rap and you can't listen to pop hits, top hits today, every single day, forever.
Yeah.
So it's a really good change of pace.
Maybe you should, like, get some online books and, like, get your college degree, master's or something. You could get your master's while you work out.
I'd rather not. That sounds horrible. I can't even listen to a podcast when I'm working out because I'll fall asleep.
Oh, okay. I thought that's where you did listen to your podcast. You just listen when you drive?
Yeah, I listen when I drive. I can listen sometimes when I'm doing like the stairs or something. Yeah. But if I'm lifting weights and doing like actual workouts, I can't.
Oh, okay. I wonder what everybody in the gym listens to. We should take a poll.
I ask people.
Well, what do they say?
Usually like a rock, old rock, classic rock, alternative.
Okay.
Some people listen to rap.
Okay. I'm just always curious.
On my NASM certification test, one of the questions was, how fast does the music need to be? And it was 120 beats per minute. So you have to have fast music for your workout.
Thank goodness that was on your test. How would we be able to survive?
I think it was on my practice test, but yeah, that was my thought exactly. I was like, is this really on this test?
Because if it's not 120 beats, you probably are not a good trainer.
Yeah, it's too boring.
You're fired.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well,
are you obsessed with anything today before we go?
No, I was obsessed with my Lush products last week. My hair, still obsessed with it. But no, I don't think I'm obsessed with anything this week. What? I've been studying my nutrition and my diabetes books, so I'm kind of obsessed with all the fat people in the world that really doesn't have to be.
Well, they don't know any better.
They really don't.
The world it's the world's fault. The government's fault.
I think it is.
It's school's fault.
Why school?
Because school doesn't teach you how to be a functioning human in the world. It teaches you how to do an algebra problem. It doesn't teach you how to eat. It doesn't teach you how to work. It doesn't teach you how to budget. It doesn't teach you how to fold clothes. It doesn't teach you how to cook.
Well,
it literally teaches you nothing.
Here's the deal. Back in the day, and still today, most parents don't know how to teach algebra. So they send you to school. But most parents know how to fold clothes. They know how to eat. They know how to cook. That's their job.
Well, they don't know how to eat and cook. So we need a countrywide class on how to eat.
We need a refresh because my grandparents knew how to cook and eat. And it was everything they grew and everything they raised, from the meat to the veggies. We never had store-bought cookies and chips and Cokes and none of that.
Yeah, the baby boomers messed it up.
It's the baby boomers. It's my generation because all of that got invented.
It's probably, the invention of, factories and...
Yeah. Mass-produced...
Industrial Revolution messed it up.
Fast food, mass-produced... we never went to that. We had one hamburger place we could go to. It was called Burger Chef and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And every once in a while, my daddy would come home with not one, two buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And that was a treat.
Well, I'm sure
never went out to eat.
Bucket by himself.
Who?
Uncle Mark.
Well, yeah. My daddy too. He was a good eater. My mama too. Anyway.
Mark Anthony.
But I think parents need to learn because somewhere along the line, some people just totally screwed up. So, but I'm kind of obsessed with that and how everybody walking around overweight is probably a diabetic. And in 10 years, it's just going to be such a pandemic.
I have something I'm obsessed with.
What?
So as you guys know, I'm obsessed with the Call Her Daddy podcast. But as I'm listening to it more and more, I you are who you hang out with kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like really desensitized now. And so I went on a girls trip this weekend to Fredericksburg, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, has anybody ever listened to Call Her Daddy? And they were like, no, what's it about? And I was like, well, the episode I listened to just now was about queefing, but it's usually about like sex questions. And I was like, after I said that, I was like, this is probably pretty weird for people that I've just met pretty recently.
They probably said, man, that girl is a hoe.
I know. But I was like, it's very educational, which it is. Yeah. So, I'm still obsessed with Call Her Daddy. It is very educational.
Well, and, I'm sure it's entertaining. I've listened to it a little bit. It's kind of basic for me. I mean, I hate to say basic. It's not like...
Oh, you're past the call her daddy and
Don't you think?
Talent?
You think I need to worry? You think I need to worry about what guys are wearing in a bar?
No, I was just making a sex joke that you're more advanced than the.
Well, I'm sure there probably are more experienced than me. Thank you very much. I'm proud of that. But as far as
the the great part about the podcast, it really has nothing to do with sex. It's just about the experience and like. They go on dates, and they were dating a Mets player, and then when they were dating the Mets player, all these guys had wives, but they really had a roster of all these girlfriends. When they would go out of town and play, the Mets would play somewhere else, they would like just call on their phone, their second phone, and call their roster, be like, hey, I'm in San Diego, yeah. You want to meet up? And their wives would be at home with their kids, and these girls knew it because they were dating one of the Mets players, so I'm like,
yeah.
Where else can you hear that?
Exactly. It's very interesting. It's just the other. It's just the way the other people live. I love that.
So yeah, I think that's all I'm obsessed with today.
Well, good.
Is that all you have?
That is.
Well, this is a short and sweet podcast. It's been 51 minutes.
Not that short. It's 51 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll catch up. Hopefully, won't go out again because I almost had to go to a hotel.
Yeah.
My husband needs a TV 24/7.
Well, follow me on Instagram for my bachelor reviews and my cute pictures. My name is Lindsay R. Traha. And if they want to follow you?
I always do that. Traha Home.
You don't even know your podcast. I mean, your Instagram.
No, it's not that important.
Sure it is.
It's there.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Okay.
Subscribe, share, and like.
Have a good night.
Bye. Good morning. You don't know if it's nighttime.
Have a good existence.
Oh, my gosh. Bye.